Well, a seventh grader assaulted a teacher at Hankins Middle School, and police say the boy punched the teacher and that they took him to a youth detention center. They charge him with second-degree assault, and the student's been suspended pending an investigation.
Yikes. Okay, beyond assaults, beyond explosions, what else is happening in your beat?
Well, only slightly less explosively, Louis Farrakhan, misleading robocalls about charter schools, and same-sex prom dates.
Okay, let's start with the prom.
Well, in January, a 10th grader at Brookwood High in Tuscaloosa County wore a sweatshirt that said, "Warning, this individual infected with the gay. Proceed with caution," sort of making fun of homophobia. Apparently, one administrator said it was a distraction and didn't allow her back to class until she took it off. Now, the student also claims that the same administrator made comments to the effect that same-sex couples would not be allowed at the prom. And eventually, the Southern Poverty Law Center got involved.
Does that mean there was a lawsuit?
Actually, no. In this case, just warning shots in the form of letters. And now the school board, which actually didn't have a written policy banning any of this, has made a resolution affirming that same-sex couples will be allowed at the prom and that students can wear clothes expressing acceptance of LGBT people.
Okay, since we're obviously not shying away from controversial subjects today, you mentioned Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, talk about a speaker who brings controversy wherever he goes. Alabama is apparently no exception to that. Two student groups at Alabama A&M University, the Alabama A&M Democrats and the Alabama A&M Poetry Club, invited Farrakhan to speak on April 10th, and word spread, and the university president issued a statement that basically says, "We believe in free speech and free exchange of ideas, but please understand the university didn't invite him." And the actual state Democratic Party is going way out of its way to tell everyone that they have nothing to do with Mr. Farrakhan's invitation.
So really distancing themselves, sort of like how folks are distancing themselves from those bogus robocalls over charter schools. What's that about?
Well, people in some of the state's most upscale communities, places like Mountain Brook, Vestavia, Homewood, and Hoover, which have some of the state's best schools, of course, got robocalls claiming to be from the Alabama Charter School Program, saying they were recruiting top students. Now, that plays on one of the criticisms of charter schools, that they take good students away from traditional public schools. Now, of course, there's no Alabama Charter Schools program. The charter school bill hasn't even passed yet. And the calls came from a New York number that apparently doesn't have any live humans on the other end of it.
Who do you think is behind the campaign?
You know, at this point, it's hard to say for sure. There are a couple of loosely affiliated groups spreading anti-charter messages. Some people assume the Alabama Education Association, which is maybe the most vocal opponent of charter schools in the state, had something to do with it. But the AEA denies any involvement.
Okay, Dan, last week we promised that during our weekly chats we'd end on some positive news. What do you have for us this week?
Well, it was hard to narrow down this week, but right here in Birmingham, the Alabama School of Fine Arts this month is opening up what's by all accounts a groundbreaking theater facility. It took 8 years and more than $8 million to build. It's got 500 seats, room for a 50-musician orchestra, and it's got all the latest acoustic and performance technology. And community arts and nonprofit groups are lining up to use it for events and meetings, too. Now, it's downtown near the new entertainment district and the Arts Museum. And I think it's really going to become a spot, you know, a real cultural center for the region.
That's pretty cool. Good way to end, Dan. See you here next week.
All right, Tanya. Looking forward.